beer belly with the help of semaglutide. Visit Low Country Mail today, where real men get real results.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall. It's out of here.
Got the distance, doesn't have the accuracy.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Wednesday, January 7th. 2026. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654 Roar, if you want to get in, there is so much. We were just talking about so much, just all over the spectrum of college athletics. So many things going on that require our attention and our words. And our thoughts and our opinions, transfer portal, contractual breach, where we turn into faux lawyers. We have buzzer beaters and overtime games and calamity in college hoops. We have firings in the NFL. We have a college football playoff semifinal. If you thought that January was slow, February is slow. But if you thought January was slow, buddy, you got another thing coming. This ain't slow at all. This is like drinking through a fire hose every day trying to come in here. Love for you to get your thoughts in. 654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Griffing text line. Ben Milstead, how are you, sir?
Quark, I'm fine, man. I am fine. I agree with you. There's so much going on. It's a big night in college basketball last night and a bigger one tonight, perhaps. The fact that we can now participate in transfer portal excitement excites me. I am buying into that. It's sort of like having Christmas Day multiple days in a row. So this is how the other half live.
You know, it was – I don't know why I think about this sometimes, but I have these very, and I'm sure I was annoying about it. In fact, I know I was annoying about it for sure. I remember when I was a kid and would go to church on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. I've never quite understood why the level of casual goes significantly up from Sunday. But like Sunday morning, like that is... You better dress up, buddy. Now, like now, we're a little more relaxed, but boy, you better. We're all wearing pants and dresses and all this. Sunday night, you can get a jean. You get away with some denim, Ashby Mixon. Wednesday night, you're just wearing like a whatever you wore to school and work. You're just rolling up in there. Very casual. So on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights growing up, the older kids would bring video games to church. This was the Game Boy era, okay? And we had, like, there were some older kids that would bring, like, Sega Genesis, okay? Sega Saturn, whatever that thing was. Somebody help me out with that. And we would all, like, all of it, we would all want to play those video games. And it was fun to watch other people play, Ben, but doggone it, when you got the sticks, as an 8-year-old, you were going to get destroyed. But when you got the sticks, that was the best. It was always fun. But when you got the sticks, it was the best. That is the thing I was thinking about this morning with the transfer portal. That's the analogy, and that is why I brought up that story.
Okay. I think I follow that. You lost me a little bit with the dress code at church.
I'm sure. I got a little loosey-goosey with the story, lost the plot for a moment, brought it back.
We got there. I have spent a lot of time looking at the transfer portal today, so I don't know how I ended up on that today, but I did, and it was fascinating, so we'll talk about that later.
Did you see Chad the Mailman's text, by the way? Did you see his, where he said it's like drinking ants in a fire hose?
Hey, that only happened to me once, and it'll never happen again. We don't have time to revisit that story from the summer.
Oh, that's funny. That's
but I
really
do think
funny.
About that from time to time. Every time I feel something in my mouth, I go, I wonder if that's an ant.
Oh, no. No.
Just to head this off at the pass from the text line, DJ Lagway is not on campus at Clemson's campus. He is on campus today. It's just not at Clemson. He's at Baylor today. So be careful what you read and believe. Message boards are not credible sources most of the time.
Can I just say, I think it is imperative that we nail down our language in 2026. We've gotten real loosey-goosey with terms like, over the weekend I was annoyed how many times people use the word war when they didn't really actually mean war. Like, we just need to, like, we need to recapture some words. Just because two people posted on message boards that they saw an alien on campus doesn't mean there are multiple reports of an alien on campus. Okay, that's not the same thing. When someone uses the word reports, that usually means that a reporter has reported on the reported thing. So I saw multiple texts when we got here, multiple reports that DJ Lagway was on campus, but a reporter has not reported on those things.
If you don't see John Blau, Chapel Fowler, David Hood, Will Vandervoort, Larry Williams, those guys, if you don't see at least one of those names I just mentioned, Grayson Mann, certainly shouldn't leave him out. If you don't see one of those names reporting it, then I would bet the house it's not true.
And look, it might be true. Listen, could DJ Lagway conceivably make a little stop through Clemson on his way to Waco, Texas? I mean, yeah, sure, conceivably true. But
Texter said a portal quarterback prospect and an alien on Clemson's campus is the perfect comparison. Hey, I have seen an alien on Clemson's campus.
Oh, man.
This never a portal quarterback.
Oh, man. I remember the bear.
No, I haven't seen an alien.
When there was a bear on Clemson's campus, that might as well have been an alien. I remember people were, like, scampering to campus trying to get pictures with the giant bear. May as well have been dropped down. Chewbacca, I believe, is what people called him.
I remember the first time I saw Eldon Campbell on Clemson's campus. Clemson's Campbell. Rest in peace, Eldon Campbell.
Yeah, R.I.P., man.
But, yeah, really, I remember the first time I saw him in person on campus as a freshman. I like, is he an alien? Because that's an enormous kid.
The Heath man gets in here and says DJ Lagway coming through, and it's just an alien riding a tiger. I mean, look at the AI picture of an alien riding a tiger. It's perfect. Lagway coming in like Aladdin in the Disney movie, just with an entourage riding a tiger. That's great. That's absolutely great. And people are responding to this because even though there have been no indications from anyone, directly, indirectly, publicly, privately, there have been no indications that Clemson is pursuing a quarterback from the transfer portal. But Steve Wiltfong did point out that there was a potential match between DJ Lagway and Clemson. That is where this is coming from. This is not out of left field. That's where this is coming from. I don't know if it's Clemson starting that.
It is out of left field that he is on campus today, though.
Yeah, correct. Correct. And look, we are not on campus, so I've not – you can't prove a negative. I've not been all over campus and confirmed that DJ Lagway is nowhere.
What?
But
what if at the 9 p.m. basketball game tonight, huge basketball game, Clemson and SMU, you look down and Sweeney sitting with a transfer portal quarter. Could – I mean, the internet would explode.
It would yeah.
They would stop the game, Quok.
They would stop the game. They would absolutely stop the game.
You know, it is a bit unfortunate that you do have a big basketball game like this tonight and our attention is on portal. I mean, it's not unfortunate, but I basketball is not front and center today because we're still in the midst of National Signing Day.
It's so, yes,
you know, just about any school would basketball school would take a little bit of a backseat to any sort of National Signing Day, and that's the way I view this right now.
We are going to get into some of that. I'm really excited about basketball tonight. I think it's going to be a phenomenal. In fact, I think the difference in the game, and I don't say this all the time. I think the difference in the game for tonight could be the crowd. I actually think the crowd could be the difference in the game.
Oh, yeah.
First, students are back. First day of class. You're hoping that students come back. And I've said this many times. It is much louder down low where the students are than it feels up above. But it would be nice if it was loud up above. I'm just going to tell you that. Like, there's tickets available. Season ticket holders, calling on you, man. We hadn't had a good basketball game like this at home this year. By far and away the best game we've had so far in the building. From a matchup standpoint, mm-hmm. This is a quad one home game, which are hard to come by. This is a game where you give the babysitter time and a half. You make your arrangements. You make special arrangements for this. And you get to Little John at 9 o'clock for the tip between Clemson and SMU.
SMU's first basketball trip to Little John as well. So there's that.
Almost as rare as an alien sighting on campus.
Almost.
Full circle. We'll get into the matchup, too.
Playing SMU this year, just not playing Virginia.
Oh, thank God. Actually, no, playing Virginia is normal now.
Yeah.
It's a normal deal. You said you've gotten really jacked up about, like, the weeds of the portal stuff.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily looking for anything. I was just – well, I'll tell you what. I saw the number of players, Iowa State players, who have gone to Penn State with Matt Campbell, and that just sent me down a road of how many players from different schools – like, what is an acceptable number of portal players in – what is – acceptable, not the right term. What's the average, you know, what sort of what's normal this year? Because, you know, it feels like everybody is in the portal, and turns out that's not far off. I wasn't looking for anything related to Clemson, but it is interesting, and I did take note of other schools who had just a highly disappointing season and their portal numbers in and out versus Clemson's in and out. And, you know, like 9 right now for Clemson is more than we've seen. It feels like a lot. There's still a chance there will be more, but yet percentage out to percentage in is way above the average right now.
Yes.
Way above. I've also looked at some schools who I am reminded it can always be worse. Let's just, and we can talk about that later. But there's some programs I can't even imagine what it would be like to be a fan of those teams.
Look, if you're someone who thinks Dabo has jumped the shark, that you want to make a coaching change, look at some of those outgoings.
Yeah.
And again, think about the level of stress that you would feel.
Right. And again, we'll talk about these things, but in no way trying to prove any sort of point related to Dabo Swinney or Clemson. I'm just trying to educate myself on what this landscape is like in college football, what it is like for some other schools, what it must be like for some fan bases. And it's just shocking. I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, I feel like you can't be shocked by the transfer portal anymore, but that's not true. You certainly can.
There are two schools that have lost 50-plus transfers.
Yes.
50-plus. That's
50. Yeah, I'll just a little spoiler alert. Oklahoma State has lost 54 players to the portal. They have brought in 22. Can you imagine? I mean, and that's a good football fan base. Can you imagine what sports talk radio is like for Oklahoma State's flagship station right now?
Woo!
54 players.
No, I cannot. I cannot imagine. Like, you have to bring in like 40 players just to like fill the team. You have to bring in 40 players.
Yeah, and they've brought in 22 now. I mean, 22 is a large high school signing class. And they're going to bring in double that this year.
Correct.
I just can't imagine.
We'll talk about all of that. 654-ROAR is the number. Loving the interaction already on the Adams Curving text line. Call the show. Feel free. Open phones most of the way. Hour one continues. Lots to discuss when we return. Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you, you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them, and it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss. And it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible, and that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free. It's personalized. And they can explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say, Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphcweightloss.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret. No one's ever asked for their money back. And you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
New year, new goals, but pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com and step into the new year feeling stronger.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
It's a new year, and Aleve is here to help you keep your New Year's resolutions on track. Whether it's a daily walk, hitting the gym, or spending more time with friends and family, Aleve's got your back. With up to 12 hours of body pain relief per dose, Aleve keeps you moving with long-lasting body pain relief so you can chase those dreams and achieve your goals. Don't let body pain slow you down. Keep going with Aleve, because this year is your year. Try Aleve. Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Clemson Country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
Questions, Quok.
All right.
Number one, who sings this song?
My face just turned white. This is William Joel. This is William Joel on the keys.
Franz Calling Billy.
Yes.
Do you know the name of this song? Moving Out.
It's called Moving Out?
Yeah. I cracked myself.
All right.
Up.
I know
As we
this
talk
song,
about the portal.
I know this song because of there's a Family Guy clip, okay?
Yeah.
If we had gotten all the way out, I'd have been like, yes, there's a Family Guy clip where Carter Peterschmidt has a heart attack. And he goes, I think I'm having a heart attack, You ought to know by now. And he goes down, okay? That's how I learned about this song because I was like, I don't get this reference.
It's also known as Anthony's song. But, name of the song is Moving Out. So figured it's just appropriate for Transfer portal.
There we go. A couple of y'all getting it. There we go. This hour brought to you by our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Ben, I think I do this. It's self-sabotage, but I think it's my subconscious working on my behalf. Every time I go to Ingles, I forget something, so I have to go back. This morning, I already went to Ingles. I left with two bags, and I realized I forgot contact solution. So I got to go back. I'm out of contact solution. I got no choice. So I'm going back to Ingles after the show for literally just contact solution, but I'm happy to do it. I got Ingles gas in my car today. I didn't save any money because I got 30 cents off the last time, so I had to reset. I'm kind of like you, like, well, mm-hmm. You dumped all the points out, you got to reset, but I got 40 points this morning, so we're well on our way, baby.
Well, I checked again today. I have 1425.
That's not that it's gonna show up, and it's not even gonna your savings. It'll be like you just saved. Like it'll just be like the number doesn't compute.
Just spit out cash to me after I fill it out.
Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
A couple of texts. We were talking about Oklahoma State, 54 players in the portal. Mr. And Offender says, unfortunately, I've spent a copious amount of time in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and I can assure you the inferior flagship station for Okie State is not prepared for the insanity of the transfer portal. And then where is the other one? Here it is. 54 players from Sam Walton School. That's one for every closed cash register at any given Walmart. Clever.
Oh, man. That's well Clever. Done. That's well done. You were talking about basically trying to – and look, it's interesting that we actually had this conversation when I got here today about how we don't really have a reference point. Like, I've had multiple of my friends text me and be like, so is this good? Like, no one know. No one who's a Clemson fan knows if what Clemson's doing is good relative to the market. Because Clemson people understand that Clemson hasn't been involved to this degree. And so you've never, number one, you've never felt the need to replace this many players or upgrade this many spots. So it hasn't really mattered. Like, even last year, we were thinking, well, if you just get a quality end, well, if you just get a quality linebacker, oh, okay, that's good. You're not even worried about how it compares to other people or how it compares to what you lost. This is the first time that Clemson's actually had to sort of do the accounting, and Clemson fans have had to do the accounting. So you found yourself this morning doing a lot of accounting on the high end, the Oklahoma State end, but also, like, how does what Clemson has done compare to what is going on elsewhere around the country?
Yes, but before, a little bit of breaking news since, I guess, happened about the time we came on the air. West Georgia defensive lineman Courtney Kelly has committed to Clemson now.
Oh, nice.
He's been on campus this week, and pretty good D2 pickup there on the defensive tackle in the DT room. So that brings the total up to six, and we'll talk about those guys in a moment. So that puts – I'll have to up – those numbers are not going to be reflected yet in what I had seen. But let's see here if they are. Not yet. So that's nine out for Clemson, six in. Interestingly, and I'm getting this information from On3, and they have a, you know, of course you can do player by player, but they also have team rankings. You can take this with a grain of salt, but they do give a ranking for every player. Interestingly, the incoming players for Clemson are higher ranked than the outgoing, so.
Which is good, because Clemson's lost a couple of very useful players, but not to the extent that it's outweighing what they brought in.
Right. It would also help if I was looking at 2026. Okay, so one of those is now recorded. Courtney Kelly would not be on there now. So Clemson's portal class is ranked 20th at the moment.
And that is basically the Power Fours and, like, Notre Dame, maybe the Independents. So it's like 70-ish.
70 total team.
That's good.
So here are – but you're asking if, you know, are you on pace for what you're replacing and that sort of thing? Yeah, I would say that you are. And I'm impatient. Like, I want to know them all right now, like a lot of you do. There are 28 Power 5 schools that have 20 or more players in the portal. Think about it. 28 of the 70 have 20 or more players in the transfer portal. So, like, when I've heard numbers, you know, like South Carolina had 17, I believe, at one point last week. I'm like, oh, man, that's a lot. Yeah, not necessarily.
Right.
You know? It's not. It's eye-opening to me that there's 28 schools with 20 or more players. Keep in mind that there's still four teams still playing.
True, and they're not – there are a couple Like, for example, did you see one of the Oregon running backs who had their longest run from scrimmage in the Texas Tech game is in the portal? Few and far between on those teams.
Yeah, the like Miami has a tight end in the portal, but so okay, there are only now that this was as of about 10 o'clock this morning. This has changed since then. Only 15 teams have signed 10 or more portal players. No matter how many are out or outgoing, there are only 15 of 70 as of this morning had signed at least 10 players. So when we start talking about, well, Clemson's going to sign, you know, they're probably going to take 14 players from the portal, 10 to 14. I've sort of thought that. That's actually a lot compared to the number of outgoing players in the portal that you have. So now there's other factors there, what you missed on in high school players and that type of thing.
How big your senior class was.
Yeah, guys leaving early for the NFL. You know, none of that is reflected in your outgoing players. This is just strictly portal guys. But of the 70 teams, again, only 15 have signed 10 players or more. So percentage-wise, Clemson is actually above the curve here on outgoing versus incoming.
And it's good. Like, we've talked about how I guess it's harder to do when you lose the bulk. And Clemson has lost a bunch of guys, but they haven't lost a bunch of unexpected guys. A lot of these schools are losing, maybe on the high end and the low end, unexpected guys. So you're just basically offloading a bushel and you're bringing in a bushel. But Clemson, we've talked about this many times in the last couple weeks, Clemson is going to be more attuned to a one-for-one accounting system. So It's going to be a little bit closer than what you see in some places where, again, they're trying to usher some people out because they've oversigned freshmen or they're getting better quality or whatever the case may be there.
Yeah, texture asking, how many more spots do we have to fill? Nobody really knows.
Can I give you some accounting on that?
Yeah.
I do have some on this. So if you look at recruited, and I'm not talking, again, I don't know how Dabo would do the math on this to get to 105. To me, I'm getting to 85 because that's just been an operable number. And then you can probably stretch until you get to 105 over a period of years where you can still grandfather people in. I'm not including Fletcher Cothran or a Chap Pendergrass or a Clark Sanderson or some of those like preferred walk-on type guys that may well play some snaps. Recruited scholarship players, Clemson has, as of right now, with nobody else getting in the portal, 38 returning on offense, all positions, returning or already signed freshmen, and 33 on defense. So if you're just looking at an 85 number, if you're just trying to get to 85, which to me is a bare minimum requirement right now, you're looking at 14 spots. So that would be, in your 10 to 14, that would be getting to the 14 number.
And you are taking into account this high school class.
That's right.
Okay.
That's correct.
So there's still a lot of room. Position wise,
but that also you're plus five on offense. So again, if you're just doing accounting, if you're trying to roughly split your scholarships equally on both sides of the ball, then you had five more returners on the offensive side and the defensive side. Now we could argue about the quality of those players, but just from an accounting standpoint, you needed more bodies on defense. So because the need was more dire, you're probably spending more immediate attention on the defense.
Do you think that? Keeping in mind, you can have 105 scholarship players now. And so my thought on that was the quality of your entire program should be higher because you can get better quality guys on scholarships. Do you think it's possible, though, that some schools will put more eggs in one basket, so to speak, paying the lion's share to who they think their starters are going to be, which then maybe waters down the rest of the lineup?
I think that is, if you're in a portal-heavy roster system, depending on depending on how much you have above the cap, if you're going from, let's say, 18 million or 60 million to like 25 million, then you might not have that issue. But there is a, like, what the market is dictating, you have to go pay, whether you're trying to protect and retain or you're trying to go acquire. Yeah, I mean, I think it's almost like the NFL right now, where you're paying high dollar, like high level starters so much that it does impact your ability to backfill depth from that.
Yeah, it's something that's something I haven't really considered, the balance between spending your money on quality versus spending your money on depth. And yet you have to have both, but where is that line that, you know, that's a tough thing to navigate.
And that's what the Texas folks are saying right now, and what they've been saying for weeks. And we talked about this briefly a few weeks ago, but there was, I think Jeff Ketchum from Orange Bloods had a report where he basically said the money people at Texas are kind of tired of paying so much for freshmen that aren't helping them win games now, and then they lose games now, and then some of those freshmen go in the portal because they weren't playing, because they're not good enough. And so they're basically saying, kind of what you're saying, why are we paying our backups, and in some cases the backups to our backups who are really good but can't help us as much this year, why are we paying them so much of our salary cap, so to speak, when we could pay older players for a better backup?
Right.
So they are actually going to reassess and put less money into freshmen, potentially meaning they sign worse recruiting classes, and more money into who are my best 44 for this year.
Texter asking if Clemson got Myrick. Corey Myrick did commit to Clemson this morning, the Southern Miss safety. So the back end of the defense looks to be in really good shape now.
Four of the six commit, all six of the commits are defense. Four of the six are secondary players. And we can go through what the two deep looks like there. I would argue that you've already got your two starting safeties, and you could potentially add another body in there. So your top three safeties on the depth chart could be potentially three guys that you got from the transfer portal. And I think Clemson fans would be all for that.
And figuring in Ashton Hampton, your corners are good too now, you would think.
That's right. You've got Hampton, Elliott Washington, Donovan Starr, and Strozier. To me, that's a good two deep at corner.
A couple more things on the portal on the other side.
Before we do that, let me tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. Man, you know what's funny? The players come and go, but the paw is the same. And you can get that paw on your chest. You can get that paraphernalia. Get the cold weather gear. Get ready for baseball and softball, man. We got media availability next week with Eric Bakich. We got softball starting in a month. Get ready to be outside, boys and girls. It's coming quickly, and the best place to outfit yourself, your family, is Tiger Sports Shop. 50 years serving the Clemson community. Right there downtown, Highway 123, always open at tigersports.com. Hour one of the program continues after this. Stay tuned.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, Low Country Male.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
I mean, it just feels appropriate as we continue to talk about transfer portal.
Oh, man. Group of five, come on up.
Moving on up.
Oh, Courtney Kelly finally got a piece of the pie. Man.
George and Weezy weren't still on TV. You don't remember that, probably.
Nick at Night, when I was growing up, was like Leave It to Beaver, Brady Bunch. Like, that's what our parents would let us watch. So that era of TV, I'm good with. We start getting to the Jeffersons and, like, All in the Family and stuff like that. My parents were, like, a little more hesitant, you know?
Sanford and Sons.
Yeah, I mean.
Some of these older shows actually would not fit today's agenda.
But I am aware.
Cancel culture would not like those shows.
No, they would not. Cancel culture was alive and well in the Quagamush house growing up. We did cancel shows. But Papa
Quag was the canceller.
Yeah, that's right. But I do have a soft spot in my heart for George and Weezy. I do enjoy the Jeffersons. 654 Roar is the number. You said a couple more things. I think we've gotten a lot of texts, and this is the classic fans. This is classic fans, because as happy as people are on the defense, increasingly, people want to see at least some activity beneath the surface, just some sort of an effort to put a piece or two onto this offense. Because I think the idea, and this, I was thinking about this morning, that when Chad Morris gets hired, the first thing that we do, if we like it, the first thing that we do is we tell ourselves that the thing that we think the offense is missing is totally going to be fixed with Chad Morris. Because they hired somebody new, then they're going to fix the thing that I think is wrong. not always the case.
I told you during the break that I feel like we're going to have to protect ourselves from trying to convince ourselves that the offense is going to be better if status quo remains. Yes, you have a new coordinator, but we did the same thing 2 years ago with Garrett Riley, that the new coordinator was going to fix everything, and it indeed did not.
That's correct.
It did not.
And we thought they were going to fix the very specific thing, because we assume that the thing that we think was wrong is the thing that everybody thinks is wrong, which means it's the thing that Dabo thinks is wrong and the new coach thinks is wrong, and so they're for sure going to fix that.
And it feels like there is a clear plan on the defensive side, not as much on the offensive side as that relates to the portal. You know, I heard Mickey reference this morning, that in Coach Sweeney's comments about the hiring of Chad Morris, that he felt like he had elite talent on the offensive side. And like Mickey, I disagree with that. I just do. You have a couple of elite guys, but in today's offense, a couple's not enough. There's a lot of potential over there. You know, like Jacobs and some guys like that. I mean, yeah, the potential's clearly there to be elite, but is an elite left guard good enough to offset the other four spots? No.
Correct. And you know what? As I'm looking at, again, I'm looking at my spreadsheet right here, okay? If you're asking William Quackenbush, what does the offense need? Based on my one rule of the current era of athletics in every sport is that every backup has to convince me that they could start for me at the end of the season or I have to portal their position. That is my one rule.
I like that.
I cannot make plan A my backup gets better and becomes a starter. That cannot be my plan A, because that is not anybody's plan A that I'm trying to compete with. You can't do it. So based on that rule, here's what I think Clemson needs. And Clemson's not going to address all these needs on offense. They are not. Clemson needs a quarterback, because Christopher Vezina did not convince me at the end of the last season that he could start for me at the end of the last season. You could go either way on Gideon Davidson. I think Gideon Davidson, because you were running Randall into the ground, I think rep for rep, Davidson improved this year. I think I know what type of talent he is. I'm almost okay with bending this rule a little bit for Davidson, but I'm not totally convinced. So to me, what you need is a co-starter at running back. You need a running back that's a co-starter, because your next best running back is Jay Haynes, coming off of an injury and a setback injury that's totally unrelated. I don't like hitching my wagons in an era where you're going to need more than one back to that situation.
Yeah, so we pretty much everybody's in agreement on the offensive side of the ball. Every text you're asking about, where's the offensive guys? We're all in agreement on that, and we're all somewhat in the dark on that.
I do think from an offensive line standpoint, it gets tricky because of the number of bodies that are already on your scholarship roll. Clemson has 105 players. And again, 105, like who's on scholarship and all this stuff. Again, like you've got a Chap Pendergrass and you've got a couple people that count against the 105. Mm-hmm. Clemson has 18 recruited scholarship offensive linemen on its roster right now. Mm-hmm. Rowan Byrne was 19. He went in the portal. So to me, I'm looking at a starting offensive line that potentially is Braden Jacobs at left tackle, Elijah Thurman at right tackle, Colin Sadler at left guard, Harris Sewell at center, and, I don't know, Ronan O'Connell or Dietrich Pennington at right guard. And to me, I'm looking at that going, I don't like that very much. I would rather have Thurman at right guard and find a right tackle, or have Thurman at right tackle and find a right guard. I don't like that starting five.
But I especially don't like the five that would be behind them.
Oh, that's right, and it's all green. It's nothing but green. It's nothing but... You know, it's one of an O'Connell or a Pennington, a Mason Wade, a Gavin Blanchard, Easton Ware, maybe a couple of the true freshmen jump up in there like a Jacobs did and seize a role. But again, I've got to protect my plan A. Plan A at offensive line is going to involve some significant development from one or more reserve players that have no business starting in a game as of right now. So I feel like you need one, but they might say we're full. We got 18 linemen. We love our freshman class. We don't want to tell these guys to hit the bricks, so we're going to stick with it. I could see that happening just based on numbers, even though I would do it differently.
Several texters, including me, surprised that you have that there's 18 offensive linemen on campus right now.
Can I list them?
Yeah. By the way, you said there Clemson has 105 players right now. They actually don't have 105 players. They have 105 spots.
Spots. Available. That's yeah. Right.
I don't know. I don't know where that overall math lies, but there's still plenty of room.
There's lots of room.
They weren't at 105 last year.
Correct. And because you can grandfather in the walk-ons, they don't actually have to count. If they have 105 players, they don't actually have to count into the 105 yet.
Right. Yeah. Somewhat misspoke there. I think they were actually over 105, but in terms of the number counting towards that, it was not 105.
Here are the recruited scholarship offensive linemen on Clemson's campus right now. Okay. And some of these names you're going to be like, forgot about him. Braden Jacobs, Harris Sewell. This is in my order of importance. Okay. Braden Jacobs, Harris Sewell, Colin Sadler, Elijah Thurman, Ronan O'Connell, Mason Wade, Dietrich Pennington, Gavin Blanchard, Easton Ware, Ian Reed, Watson Young, Tucker Caddis. Then you've got the incoming freshmen that they just signed. Chance Barclay, Grant Wise, Leo Delaney, Adam Guthrie, Carter Scruggs, and Braden Wilms.
Yeah, and keep in mind, last year's class was a very good class, but they're just young and unproven.
You don't want to have to – like, Braden Jacobs had to play – well, I'm not sure he had to play this year. He was good enough. Mm-hmm. Like, they had seven starter quality guys there. So maybe he didn't have to play. These freshmen, it feels like, are going to have to play unless they go get somebody to start. Somebody older to just like a stopgap to fill the void while they see what they have in these freshmen. And I know they like Wade very much as a rising 30-year player. I know they like O'Connell as a rising 30-year player. I know they like Blanchard as a rising second-year player. But do they like him enough to, like, you're one injury away from starting at LSU?
I would remind people that they are coached by Matt Luke. The room is put together by Matt Luke, and he is the offensive guy that I guess we do trust. So keep that in mind.
Oh, I trust him. Yeah. I do. I do trust him. I think they need another receiver, too. You know, Clemson only has seven recruited scholarship receivers right now, including three signed freshmen.
Yeah, no doubt they do. I mean, there were names in the bowl game that I didn't know who they were.
I mean, if you're telling me that you, as your number three slot receiver, Clark Sanderson's there, I'm like, okay, that seems all right to me. Okay, but like your two deep at receiver right now is Bryant Wesco, T.J. Moore, Tyler Brown, and then Cole Turner and some combination of Naeem Burrows, Gordon Sellers, and Connor Salmon. You're having to rely on freshmen at receiver. And maybe two of those three guys are good enough to be on a two deep. Maybe one of them's good enough to start. I don't know. What you hope is Tristan Smith gets his year. That's what you hope. So the reason I bring that up is to say William Quackenbush would have pursued a quarterback, would have pursued a co-starter at running back, would have pursued a body at wide receiver, doesn't have to be a starter, but a body at wide receiver, and would pursue a starting level offensive lineman. I don't know that Clemson is going to pursue all those, particularly offensive line, because I don't know numbers.
Texter wanted to know who I didn't know. Parker Fulcom. Is that how you pronounce his last
Parker
name?
Parker Fulcom.
He was listed in the two deep in the bowl game.
Yes, he was. And I didn't count him on air. I didn't count Sanderson. I didn't count Fulcom. Did not do it. Let's go to Delvin, who's up with us next. What's up, Delvin?
And another one on BJ Kelly for Dabo. Another portal. And another one. That's how you were saying it. Though they should play at Clemson. And another one, DJ Kelly. It's just crazy.
You know, Clemson fans are starting to get used to it, you know? You're starting to get used to the steady flow of people.
Yeah, it will be. I think right now they focus on defense, but I think they will get, like, some offensive linemen. So I'm not worried about that. And I don't believe the whole DJ Lagway thing. I'm just, man, the defense is looking real good, man. The secondary, the linebacker, especially linebacker with Luke Ferrelli coming in. And then you got Courtney Kelly, man. Tom Allen said that we're going to be ferocious in the transfer portal, and he is killing it right now.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, they have totally remade the defense in a half a week. Totally remade it. And probably built some confidence in Clemson fans that this defense is going to be worth a sack of salt. Look, we were talking about proverbially in the portal what they had to go get, but you still don't know what that looks like, what caliber of player you're going to be able to attract. The fact that they've been able to attract good clay to work with at multiple positions and get the deals done quickly is very impressive work by Tom Allen and that defensive staff and Jordan Sorrells in the front office side.
Yeah. And we talk about the whole Damon Williams agreed to a deal now, backing out of the deal, and Washington going out there. And I'm glad Washington going out there because I'm tired of players making these deals and don't want to pay the money now. If I'm Washington, I want all my money back.
I want to talk about that at top of the hour, Dylan. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah,
thanks very much.
Call.
You know, if you're concerned that Clemson isn't in on the top of the quarterback market, have you? And listen, I'm not saying this is a reason not to play. Okay, it's messy at the top of the quarterback market. That's like recruiting five stars gets real complicated. And you got to do some stuff that's probably in the gray. If you're in like a legitimate battle for a five-star recruit, you're going to have to do some stuff that's in the gray. So it's not a reason not to play, but just so we're aware, we have already had a quarterback commit and then decommit and sign somewhere else at the top of the portal. Sam Leavitt was at an LSU basketball game last night while LSU was being rumored for Damon Williams, pulling out of a contract that he signed with Washington this week to enter the portal while his teammates and coaches were at a memorial service for a women's soccer player who passed away of cancer. That's the top of the quarterback market everybody wants to be in.
That's like six levels of crazy right there.
Yes. Like, you want to do that? Yeah, that got to happen to get you top-level quarterback. I understand. You want to get the best players. But it's a different world at the top of the quarterback market. And I just... Look, not everybody has a stomach for it, and I don't blame them. More on this in hour two, coming up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started